Sorry.
That's...
Harry.
He who will not be named.
Oh, and you Chip. Don't want to name Chip? Oh.
Well, I want to name Chip. I just want to... Anyway, you're being silly. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is...
the Beatles.
This is a song in a band we haven't done, and I don't think we're going to do a lot of these guys, but...
I'm pretty sure all this stuff might get blocked. I don't know.
It's very possible. I was in the Fireside, and somebody said that Helter Skelter had the very first heavy riff in it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so somebody was like, the Beatles were the forefathers of metal. So that would be some legendary shit. If I find this riff that was somehow heavy in it or whatever, I mean, it was must have been in the 60s. What year was this? I don't know. Shit, 68. Look at this, babe. Look at all these songs.
Look at all those 30 songs.
What the hell? Wow. Everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey.
All right.
Okay, so Helter Skelter by the Beatles. I thought Helter Skelter was like a documentary about Charles Manson.
That's what I thought, too.
But here we are. Okay, let's do it. Beatles, Helter Skelter, let's rock and roll.
Go.
I got blisters on my fingers! When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the side. When I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom, I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Tell me, come on, tell me.
I can kind of see it.
Yeah. It was happy, too. It was, like, fun. Like, it was like, when you see back in the day, like, where they're, like, I don't know, I think they call it the swingers, or, like, having fun, like they were at, like, it was, like, sometimes you see, like, club environments where everybody just looks like they're grouchy, man. Like, everybody's in a bad mood, and, like,
yeah.
Like, or everybody's trying to be, like, you know, cooler than everybody else. But, like, you also see other scenes where, like, the music's going and everybody's kind of, like, going around, like, the long cigarettes and the, you know what I mean? Like, the just, stuff just looked a little bit more fun. And this song, like, was Helter Skelter, does that mean she's, like, she's not really a good dancer? She's kind of all over the place, coming down fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it almost sounded, like, endearing. Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, whoa, yo, lady, stop. It was like, I don't know. I have a really tall aunt. And, like, I could picture that, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go back to the top of the slab and I stop and turn. I go, it seems like it, like, that's how it was in the late 60s, early 70s, though. Shit was just all over the place because everything was being tested. All the mores were being tested and you were trying to, people were trying to get out of, you know, the established sort of, like, Christian whatever, and sexual revolution was happening, and the whole racial upheaval and all that shit was going. I mean, 60s was a generation of Martin and Malcolm. It was just, so everything just seemed to be, like, all over the place, you know? And then they had the free love thing, and then drugs, and I think there were some drug references here.
Oh, really? I didn't pick up on that.
He says, I'm coming down, but I'm higher than, I'm coming down fast, but I'm higher than you, or something like that.
But I'm miles above you.
Yeah. That sounds like a reference to being, you know, to drugs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're coming down on drugs, but you're still high, type of thing, you know?
Tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. What do you think that meant?
Well, where is it?
It was right after the line you just said.
Will you, won't you, want me to make you?
Oh.
Well, I'm coming down fast, but don't let me break you. Tell me the answer. You may be a lover, but you ain't no dancer. Seems to me to be some innuendo.
Like what, Vin? Like, what
no.
Do you mean?
I refuse. So the first part here seems to be about drugs. Do you, don't you want me to love you? Okay. So that's. But I think love is probably a sexual reference here. Because then in the next verse, it's will you, won't you want me to make you?
Oh.
So first it's love you, then it's make you.
Oh.
So, I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. Tell me. Come on, tell me the answer. You know, it's like this fast moving type of thing, helter skelter. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide, and I stop and I turn and I go for a ride, and I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah. It's just all the cycles. This song makes, like, all that chaotic shit that was going on in the,
Every time you say chaotic, the only thing I hear is mayhem.
Yeah, all the chaotic shit to sound fun. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
What do you mean, sound fun?
It makes all the chaotic shit that they were going through during that time sound fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just makes it sound fun, like, hey, whoopee!
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's a big roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure, like, if we looked at more music in that time period,
it would be more like this.
You'll have the dark side of it too.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a ton of fallout.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, though, for snapshots, because you know, if you were in your 20s and 30s in the 60s, that means you came up around, what, the 40s and the 50s?
Yeah.
It's just very backwards, and then all of a sudden, everything is open to you?
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah, you kind of had a little renaissance like that, but it was kind of...
A little renaissance like that, yeah.
It's kind of a little safety net, you know? But,
yeah.
Like, so I could just imagine growing up in the 40s and 50s and shit and everything.
Yeah,
you had
but
to be
at the
a certain
same
type
time,
of way, and then it's like, whoo, hey,
yeah.
What's this? Let me put this in my nose. I'm gonna smoke this. Hey, lady, you look very nice, and you look very nice as well. Hey, there's a colored fellow over there. Oh, we're not mad at the colors anymore. Come on down. I've got this nice thing for your hair and your nose. If there's nothing you can smoke here, there's a nice young white lady right here. Enjoy. Gotham is yours. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
just imagine, like, that must have been an awesome time to live. What are you laughing at?
Sometimes you just put it on so much. I'm gonna replay that part. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, drugs and sex and that and, you know. And yeah, they called it free love. They didn't call it whoremongering. They just called it free
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
Everybody loved everybody.
Yeah.
Sure. But I did hear the kind of heavy riff, like the proto yeah, the proto heavy riff. It
was yeah,
and you kind of had that little move. I wonder what it must have been like to hear a riff like that for the first time. Because we're inundated with this stuff, even yeah, if you're not a metalhead.
Yeah,
yeah. Like the are you ready? Have you yeah, heard you'd heard that before, hadn't you? No, mm-hmm, until the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is, like okay. I like heard heavy stuff going on at different things, but so it's not like I never heard of it before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I heard of it. I just never like listened to it. There's a difference.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is like these people had never even
heard. Oh, I know. Yeah.
A heavy riff.
They only heard a certain type of music, and then all of a sudden they're introduced to something else.
I bet you this is one of those things where like the older generation's like, "This is noise." You know, this is noise.
Oh, the people that were before the Beatles? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. You know what I like? Obviously, the Beatles were something that I had heard about, even though, you know, like, we didn't have music and stuff. And, like, I remember when I was a little kid, like, we went to, like, Disney or something like that, and they had, like, these little characters that were, like, playing instruments that was supposed to be the Beatles. I remember hearing people say that. I remember people having, like, raisins. Those are supposed to be the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
The Beatles!
Okay.
But I didn't know what that... I just thought it was weird because I pictured bugs. You know, beetles crawling around.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember people having, like, prunes or raisins or something that, like, were holding instruments. And I remember them saying that was the Beatles. Like, do you remember those?
The California raisins?
Yeah. So that's not the Beatles.
The California raisins?
I just remember there being, like, little prune things with instruments. And I thought I remember people saying that was the Beatles. So that's not. That's another band. Is that another band? Why are you staring at me, babe?
I gotta see this. You can't be.
Are
you talking about the California Raisins?
It must be. The California. Is that like a band? What is that?
It's Raisins, but it's not a real. They were never a real band.
Okay, but they must have been. Yeah, did they impersonate different bands?
Well, I mean, they were musicians. They were Raisins, and there was a four piece. I guess you could say they were meant to impersonate the Beatles.
Yeah.
But the California Raisins,
a show?
It was just a thing to promote raisins. It wasn't like...
It was to promote raisins?
It wasn't the actual Beatles.
Okay, well, I just remember seeing people having the figurines in their house.
Yeah.
And asking what they were, and they said they were supposed to be the Beatles.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought they were
black.
I mean,
look at those characters.
What do you mean?
You thought they were black? Look at that hair, babe.
Yeah, black guys had hair like that back in the 50s. They do the relaxer thing. They weren't all Malcolm X back in the day, babe.
Oh, that's true.
But, yeah, it must have been really interesting.
I guess what I'm saying is their name was big because somebody that didn't know music or have music heard of them.
Yeah, I don't think, like, literally in the history of the planet Earth that there's a band bigger than the Beatles. I mean, I never listened to any of their shit.
And I can see why, listening to them.
Why?
Because they've got, like, some of the heaviness in there. They have the fun sound in there. They have the good vocals. It was good, like, all around.
Yeah, but this is different, though.
What? What do you mean this is different?
This is not, like, this wasn't their regular stuff. I thought that this was more they were saying in the chat that this was, like, an experimental song.
Oh, I liked this. Oh, I wonder what they actually sounded like then.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what they sound like. But this song was cool. I liked it.
I did, too.
But yeah, that time in the 60s, man. Ooh, that must have been fun.
Yeah.
That must have been fun.
You know what I always feel like? I feel like that those people didn't walk around with, like, feeling guilt.
What, in the 60s?
Yeah. Like...
Well, I don't know. We'd have to interview one of them. But it seems to me like they were reacting to a lot of bullshit and oppression. Like, you know, you had the feminist movement out there. I think that was, like, second wave.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you had the civil rights movement happening, you know, which women's suffrage and civil rights is, you know, in the first wave were kind of tied together, and then you know, in the 60s, you had that. So there was a lot of, like, the institutional powers were seriously being challenged by a lot more people than in the first wave. So I don't think there was a lot of guilt. I think there was a lot of anger.
Yeah. You had Vietnam, I think, all guilt.
Yeah, you had Vietnam.
I mean, even when I had my little renaissance, you know?
Yeah, a lot of it was fueled by anger, if at all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure that they felt a lot of guilt about things. I think, to me, the 60s are kind of like throwing out the baby with the bathwater. It's like, oh, men are oppressive, so blah. Or, oh, like, there are certain types of marriages that were oppressive, so let's just get rid of monogamy and everybody, you know, cavort with each other. Oh, this. Yeah. So it seemed to be, like, a lot of extreme reactions to stuff. And, oh, what do you mean we can't do drugs? Fuck you. Let's, you know, let's do coke all day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So it just seemed to me like, you know, and everybody kind of came back down to earth, you know, mid-70s into the 80s, where it was like, probably not a good idea to sleep with 19 different people in a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, at some level it's probably necessary because you had all these institutional controls. Because a lot of times order is like the number one tool of oppressive people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, if you don't, if we're not around, then there's going to be helter skelter, it's going to be chaos all over the place.
Yeah.
So you don't want that. So let's, you know, let's maintain order.
Yep.
And then you have actors that come on the stage and say, no, let's just fuck shit up and see what happens. You know? So that was pretty much the late 60s, the 60s. Why are you smiling?
Just sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, and then you had these people.
When was the Depression? What year was the Depression?
The 20s.
The Depression was in the 20s.
Yeah, remember that Trump interview?
Oh, I know, yeah.
he was like, are you trying to put them into the Depression? He's like, no, of course not. I mean, they're down 32% in the last 2 weeks. I mean, that's kind of like 1929. That's great, Trump.
So, well, 1929, so that's almost...
disaster. I'm a terrible person.
This is like 30 years after the Depression.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know...
I'm just thinking, like, you know how, like for instance, my Meme, which is like a grandma, she had gone through the Depression.
Yeah.
So like she was like really like meticulous about scraping that last bit of peanut butter and like, you know, you can reuse that piece of tin foil and stuff like that. And like I got some of that from her, but our kids, it's like, throw it away. We're rich Americans. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, stop it, you guys. No, like, and I remember my Meme looking at me like, no, you know, sorry, scrape that thing, she'd keep saying. You know, so like, I had how one generation affects the next and like, you know, like some people would resent that. Like, so like, whatever, like we don't have to scrape to the last bit of peanut butter, we'll just grab another one or, you know what I mean? Like, so like, you know, there was the generation that went through the Depression, but then the ones in the 60s, they didn't go through that. They didn't go through the Depression. Like, the ones that were throwing off,
we were still depressed. Black folk were still depressed, whether there was a Depression or not.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason the Depression was a Depression for a lot of your folk was because they had to live like us. So, I mean, you didn't see a lot of brothers throwing themselves out of buildings. So, I mean, you know, my point is that a lot of these movements just converged simultaneously during the 60s, you know, and, I think that there were important movements, you know, obviously, I've gone on record saying, you know, I'm a feminist and I believe that feminism is still necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, you know, it's funny because people are like, well, second wave feminism was good, but third wave feminism is bad. It's like, hello. All the dudes doing second wave feminism were saying that it was bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never good. Right, it's never a good time for women to go up and say, fuck you. It's the same thing with us. It's like, Kaepernick, Neil, bad. Riots, bad. Mm-hmm. Everything, bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's never a good time to protest for the people in power, ever.
Right, right.
So, you know, it was just a crazy time when you had all this social angst. You know, we had we were going for it, women were going for it, then you had Vietnam, and you had, it was just a crazy, crazy time.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a crazy time, too, you know, it's just different because now, like, you have a lot more potential for volatility in this time period than before because of the use of social media and how irresponsible certain actors are with their social media. So, including our president.
Mm-hmm.
God, oh, he called that girl horse face yesterday, man. God, oh.
can't believe that.
Leah, I know you love Trump. And we love Trump.
Because
we love everybody. But that was fucked up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's I wonder, you know, when you look at Helter Skelter, I think to myself, like, what's the next sort of, like, social, like, the convergence of so many issues? Like, will we ever have that again? You know? So I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we'll ever have a movement like that again that happened in the 60s and early 70s, you know. But what I'm saying is, like, I can imagine being a teenager or a 20-something and, like, initially being like, this is fun. Fuck this shit. You know, and then, like, maturing a little bit. Like, I would love to, because the Beatles kind of, like, went, like, for generations. So I'd love to see, like, if they evolved with the times and if they calmed down and all that stuff. Like, that would be really interesting to see. So, I don't know. I'm sure, inshallah, we'll get some Beatles aficionados, and I don't mean that sarcastically, into the channel to help us out and give us a timeline. Like, that's one of the things, like, one of our guys sent us a timeline of black metal, so this should... I think the timeline stuff is very fascinating to me.
Yeah,
because I'm a big believer that art imitates life, and so I want to see how did these guys react to changing times. What do you give the song?
9.8.
It's an 8.9 for me. Been out.
Sorry out.
Gone.